Blog Talk Radio.
We are live.
Who's that lady?
Head up!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that?
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna
the Real McCoy.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the show today. This is Coach Anna McCoy with Shauna Stallworth. Shauna, say hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing today? We're so excited that you all have decided to join us here on Woman Act Now Radio on blogtalkradio.com. If you're listening to us, you can also watch us live on Ustream.tv. That's Ustream.tv. And I want to encourage you to join us here every Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. for Woman Act Now Radio. Coach Anna, talk to us a little bit. What's in store for us on today? We're going to be talking about brand new, what are we talking about? Brand new thinking, right? On the, you're on conversion.
I think I am. I'm thinking about brand new money.
Well, no, I think we had to get back through this. We're not quite in the same place on a 15 minutes of destiny call as well as the
radio
program. Mutton Jeff here, y'all. You know what I mean? But anyway, what we want to encourage you today is that we're talking about brand new thinking. We haven't gotten to brand new money. We're going to get to that on next Thursday. However, we're going to start on page 88 talking about brand new thinking and brand new relationships. Actually, that's page 184, not 188. So, when we talk about brand new thinking, a part of that process, this whole thing we've been talking about, branding as it relates to your personal brand, how to establish your personal brand, what your brand is made of, and so today we're talking about your brand new thinking. And what we want to encourage you to do is when we think about that word thinking is enlarging your thought process, enlarging your relationships, all of those things around you, giving yourself permission to think out loud, to be a creative thinker, all of these different things are some of the things that we want to talk about today. So when we talk about the importance of your brand new thinking, it is an essential practice for increasing your power, and that is increasing your thinking. We talk about Woman Act Now, Shauna, or Woman Think. Let's talk about how that particular principle has really impacted individuals and their ability to maximize their brand new thinking.
Well, I believe the first thing that it does do is it allows them to see that they really have the answers already. Sometimes they just don't stop to think about what exactly it is that they need to do. But they already know what to do. They just don't really stop to think about it and say, you know what, oh, I can do that. I can do that. And by asking them the right questions, it starts to stimulate their mind to start thinking in the right direction. Because sometimes if you don't, it's easy to think of things when you have somebody to bounce it off of.
Yes.
And know which direction to go, because sometimes that person that's asking all the questions may have gone down that road before, so they know the right questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So when asking the right questions, you start getting the answers from that individual, and what they end up doing is seeing that they knew it all the time. They just didn't know the right questions to ask themselves to get to the right place.
Well, you're absolutely right, and we've seen over and over again when we began to go through that process of Woman Think. And Woman Think is really ideas in, actions out, using your mind as the tool or the equipment no different when you think about if you were baking a cookie, you would have all of your ingredients and then the equipment to convert that cookie from dough to an edible cookie is an oven. Mm-hmm. So the temperature and all of those things have to be right, you know, so the equipment has to work. So the mind is a part of the equipment. Mm-hmm. When ideas in and then the body helps to participate, actions out in order to convert your ideas from an idea to an action, we've got to have a mind that works. The equipment's got to work. Mm-hmm. And so one of the ways are, even when we think about that example, you know, every manufacturer has a instruction booklet mm-hmm. that tells you how to work this equipment. Mm-hmm. And a part of that woman think, that principle is teaching women how to use mm-hmm. their equipment, how to use that mind, that thought process mm-hmm. as equipment to help them to be better able to get their ideas through the equipment, through the thinking process, so that they can really create some executable steps that they can begin to act upon over a period of time. So that's pretty exciting to me. When we think about your brand new thinking, what we're really asking women to do is to really start to think beyond the sky. But, you know, you've heard that saying, where the sky is the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sky isn't the limit.
Okay.
You understand? Most people say the sky is the limit.
Right.
Well, actually, it's not the limit.
Okay.
The limit is your breathing capacity. When you stop breathing,
well,
you've reached your limit. As long as you can breathe, you can think. If you have full capacity, you can think. So the sky is not our limit. We want people to think beyond the limit. Mm-hmm. Because when I say the sky is my limit, then I've just what? Placed a limit on myself.
So you're saying there are no limits to what
there are
do.
No limits.
That's good.
So that has to be in line with the fact that when we talk about there are no limits, that it is the thinking realm of life but without limits. Is we have to take women back to, when we talk about your brand new thinking, taking them back to that place we call dreamland that we introduced in the book in the first chapter that says that, you know what, when you get into dreamland, that you have to think beyond the limits. Mm-hmm. You can't place any limits on yourself. You have to create the conditions to begin to dream again. We talked about the I factor zone. How do we get women to go into that place and begin to think beyond those limits? So in my simple opinion, it is your brand new thinking must be a thought process that goes beyond limits.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about what you say, mm-hmm. what you hear, how you respond,
mm-hmm.
and look for the limitations that you're placing on your life.
Yes.
Then, and only then, will you begin to recognize that your thinking must be elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is if you're talking and you start to say, you know, someone say, hey, this is a great opportunity for you,
mm-hmm.
and you say, well, but
mm-hmm.
I wish I ought to.
So the real question is, it's not if you can or if you can't, it's do you want to or do you not want to?
Absolutely.
That's good.
You know, do you want to think beyond the limits? I'm calling mm-hmm. women to a place of accountability in their thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if your first response to me is, you know, we have some women in our organization who think within the limits.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always tell when they're thinking in the limits when they give us the excuse of why they cannot do something. So why they cannot do something means that they've already placed a limit on their ability. And so we're encouraging them to live a life without limits.
Mm-hmm.
So the point I'm making is that you have to be able to recognize when you are living within the limit, when you set the limits on yourself, and you can only recognize that by the words that you speak to your
mm-hmm.
situation, to your relationships, to your opportunities. And so that's what one of these things about your brand new thinking.
That's good.
Think beyond the limits and be conscious
mm-hmm.
that you're thinking within those limits.
So she's saying free your mind. Free your mind.
Free your mind, girl.
Which is very good. That's very good. Because what it does do is it allows you to be able to realize that you can do anything that you set your sights to do. Anything that you feel like you've been called to do or you purpose to do or you have a passion to do, you can do it. Just figure out how you can get it done.
And that's the place you really want to start. You don't want to start from a place of a deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
You just said, how do you figure out how to get this done? That's thinking without the limits. Saying, how, you know, I can't do this is placing the limitation on your life. And so we want to encourage you, ladies, to be a bigger thinking by thinking through the lens of now. If you begin to think about this, Shauna, and over again, no matter where you are now, if you deal with life in the now, in this moment, there's only so much that we can do. We can't be in two places at one time. We can either be doing this show or we could be doing something else. So we have to make a decision about what's happening in the now. Now, everything else, guess what, that I'm not doing right now, it has a new now. It has a future now. It'll have an opportunity to invade my life. But right now, I must choose to think through the lenses of when, now, right now.
That's
so
true.
We want to encourage you. You're listening to Anna the Real McCoy with co-host Shauna Stallworth. On Woman Act Now Radio, and our topic today is brand new thinking and brand new relationships. So we want to give you an opportunity to call into the show. To if you want to talk to us, you can do so at 718-664-6402. So, hey, we'd love to have you. Give us a holler, and we'll take your call. But again, our topic is brand new thinking. So what do you think is the next thing, Shauna,
for brand new thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've defined that you have to start redefining your mind and your thoughts. I think the next step is, as it relates to brand new thinking, is how are you going to get those thoughts, when you get them on the paper, how are you going to do, what are you going to do? How are you going to move them?
How do you become that big thinker? Well, I've got a few suggestions for you. Okay, in becoming the big thinker that I know you are, you're a big thinker. You know, we pray in Woman Act Now, one of the covenants of Woman Act Now, which is really about our ability to be a woman who can really have a God-sized dream, that our thought process, we want to think creatively. We want to be able to act on some of the things or many of the things that we do so that we can really excel at life, not just live this life in a mediocre fashion, but so that we can excel, we can be excellent at who we are. And so when we think about this whole idea of your brand new thinking, I believe there are just a few things that we can encourage women to do. First of all, number one is arrest every intention and thought in your mind. Arrest. That means that, you know what? You got to stop for a moment and just think for a moment what it is that you've been called to do. Number two is that when you're thinking, many of us fail in life because we do not arrest those thoughts. We act upon them before we inspect them. So the very next thing that is required is we have to inspect carefully the thoughts that we have, the intention of our thoughts. And what I mean is that if I have a thought, before I act on that thought or that intention, I want to inspect it. I'm inspecting it to determine where is that coming
right.
from.
What is it really saying?
Who is the source? Consider your source. Where is this thought coming from? What is the motivation behind this thought? And then act on thoughts that will produce positive results. See that limitation thing coming back? Because when you have a thought or you have an intention and you just act on these things, we're trying to change our lives and really begin to live more effectively. Not only live more effectively, but we're also wanting to increase or expand our brand. If I can become known in an environment of being a woman who is very positive, if you talk to Anna, she's going to see the asset thought of what you're talking about. Her first perspective is not that you cannot do it, but how can we do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I just start to think like that, people are going to start to gravitate towards me.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I can tell you, some folks, you know, you wonder what in the world is wrong with you, baby, that every thought that comes out of your thought, out of your mouth is a thought that, you know, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this. Or somebody is something negative, and the whole objective
mm-hmm.
here is getting them to change their perspective. So Shauna has to step out for just a second. She'll be right back. So this Coach Anna, still here with you. If you want to join us, you can do so. I just updated our Twitter and Facebook and various different areas, so we want to encourage you that you're listening to Anna, the Real McCoy, on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about brand new thinking and also brand new relationships. So if you want to consider, we're talking about how do you become a big thinker, a brand new thinker, and this is really about increasing and enlarging your capacity to be exceptional, not just average, but to be an exceptional woman. It's first arrest every intention, every thought that you may have. You need to inspect that thought carefully and act only on the thoughts that will produce positive results in your life. You have to destroy any thoughts that will not produce such results. The way to destroy a thought is by choosing not to act on it. So there's only one way that you can take control or arrest those thoughts in your mind, and then your ability to act on them. The only thing that will help you is to destroy it by not choosing to take an action. The next one is use your mind as the powerful tool that it is. Resist going with the flow. You know, oftentimes I share with individuals that we have to, sometimes, you know, you have to go against the grain to show people that you are a thinker, that you are a person who is observant, that you are conscious, that you are aware of your environment, that you are purposeful, that, you know, there are things that can be achieved and accomplished so that you can do what you need to do. I got just a little short distraction there. However, Ms. Shauna has returned. You know, we're working this little stuff here. Thank you, Shauna. Give me a little, my grip. I need some help on my grip here on that. So if you're listening to us, you can watch us live also on Ustream.com or WomanActNow.com in our live broadcasting area. So we're talking about brand new thinking. So the next one is use your mind as a powerful tool that it is. Resist going with the flow. The flow compromises the mass of humanity. Most people think that they're out of the flow, but the reality is that they are in the flow, that you are going with the majority, and you're not a part of the minority. And one of the things that is so awesome when you become a brand new thinker, that you're willing to be a part of the minority. You don't have to follow the crowd. You're willing to take the risk and say, this is what you believe. This is what I think. These are my additions to this particular situation. So we want to encourage you that you have to use your mind as a powerful tool. Some people don't think they're smart enough. I think everybody's smart, Shauna.
I do too.
You know, and I think that our experience brings a level of awareness and consciousness and experience
mm-hmm.
that it has nothing to do with your ability to learn.
Yes.
You know, it has nothing to do with your, you know, what college you went to.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with your ability to be able to articulate
mm-hmm.
to another person what you garnered out of an experience
yes.
that will really help them. I'm often reminded of my brother-in-law who has, you know, he has what is known as mental deficiency,
mm-hmm.
you know, and however, it doesn't matter what the situation is, he may not see it the same way I see it,
mm-hmm.
but he can think about it and respond
yes.
to it out of his capacity, and then we can make the right decision based on what's good
yes.
for the situation.
That's
so
right.
I want you to just use your mind as the powerful tool that it is. I love this third one
mm-hmm.
on brand new thinking, and that is giving your mind permission to see and hear things differently. Now, I just have to let you taste that.
That one's good. And I think that's actually a good moment for us just to stop for a small break. We're going to go to commercial here. So we're going to ask you to stay tuned. Think about that, what's going on. We're right here on Woman Act Now Radio on blogtalk.com. If you're listening to us, you can also watch us on Ustream.tv. We're talking about brand new thinking. And, boy, we got some good stuff coming your way today. And we'll be right back with you after this commercial break.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit annamccoy.com.
All right, we want to welcome you back to the show. This is Coach Anna and Ms. Shauna. She had something that she needed to take care of. However, we're talking about brand new thinking and brand new relationships today. If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 718-664-6402. If you want to share your comments with us, you can do that by chat on today as well. So we are going to number three. Number three is give your mind permission to see and hear things differently. Many of us, we don't give our minds permission. This is where I was talking about even at the beginning of being able to think without limits. You're going to have to give your mind permission to think, permission to hear things differently. Approach life with a determination to discover your purpose in each moment. Discoveries are made only by giving your mind permission to look at things in a new way. So if you are consistently responding to a situation the same old way, I want to encourage you, give your mind permission. Permission to look at this differently. Number four, think bigger. Avoid filtering your thinking through the limitations of the lenses of your past. Very, very similar to giving your mind permission to see and hear things differently. So we want to encourage you to think bigger. Avoid filtering your thinking through the limitations of the lenses of your past. Now, you might ask, well, how is this different from arresting every intention and every thought? That is the purpose for you to arrest that intention or to arrest that thought, and that is to give your mind permission to see and hear it differently, and then next, to avoid filtering things through the lenses of your past.
Now, that's good. Avoid filtering things through the lenses of your past.
Now, when you think about that, think about if you give your mind permission. I talked about approaching life with a determination to discover your purpose in each moment. Discoveries are made only by giving your mind permission to look at things in a new way. If you do not, then you will always do the next thing, which is you will filter everything through the lenses of your past. So that means that you'll never give a person another chance. You don't believe in you're not the author or the believer in second chances, because you're constantly filtering through the things of the past.
And you'll never allow yourself to move forward. Say, for instance, you know how sometimes we put roadblocks up as it relates to when you do business, you may have gotten 100,000 no's. And because of those 100,000 no's, you don't know that the yes is the next call or the next meeting that you may take.
So, wait a minute. So, identify the filter.
So, the filter is, tell me what you mean. When you
identify the filter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you said,
oh, that's the past. That's all of those 100,000 no's.
That said no. So, now that's your filter that you place on those lens of your ability to be able to think past what? Those 100,000 no's.
Right.
To get you to the yes. So, it will keep you, you say, I did it 100,000 times. Well, we're just saying, do it one more.
Right, because what you're basing things off of, you're basing it off of an assumption that one more time won't be a yes.
Yes.
So all of this is just your lens, your past lenses is blocking you from being able to move forward.
Mm-hmm. What's another example of being a person who continuously filter through the lenses of their past, filter their thinking through the lenses of their past?
Doubt and fear. Doubt in any area. Doubt that you can achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
And fear of the fear of what you think may happen if you try to get it done.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because we've talked about that word fear as a filter in your thinking. But oftentimes I am, I tell people that, what are you afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, it's fear. Well, what is fear?
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear is your inability to think through the matter.
Mm-hmm. That's belief.
Yeah, so when you think about fear is your inability to think through the matter.
Yes, it is.
And if we, just like when we spend time with these women on Conversations with Coach, many of them, what's amazing is that they're afraid to come to the table.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid to be a brand new thinker, to be a mm-hmm. big thinker, to put their thoughts out there mm-hmm. on the table for what? For fear of not thinking through mm-hmm. the matter. So what I mean is in the sense that an example of that would be is if that woman brought that matter to the table, and I know she might be afraid, but that's what fear is. Fear
right.
is this thing that says, well, you know what? I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to be criticized. I don't want. But what is that again? That goes back to our very first
mm-hmm.
part. You're thinking within limits. These are the limits that you placed on yourself
mm-hmm.
to not to come to the table.
Mm-hmm.
If I come to the table,
what might happen is what you're not seeing.
Absolutely.
You're seeing all of these things that keep you from being able to see what might happen.
Because you're what? Your
thinking
is
within limits. Right.
And we're saying your brand new thinking, if we were working on your brand new thinking,
mm-hmm.
we have to get you to the place where you will begin to think beyond the limits. And that's why I say you have to be conscious of your thought process. When I ask the ladies the question, I say, ladies, who wants to come to the table? And the first thing you think is what you have to arrest.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying nothing.
It's right.
That's a limit.
That's right.
You got something to say, but you got limits on your brand new thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get a woman to think beyond that, now we move her to the place. She's at the table. Okay, now she's at that place where, you know what? Now it's fear. I'm fearful. I'm afraid. But all
mm-hmm.
we're saying is that don't be afraid. Just deal with it in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
See, the power of your mind is being able to address these issues in the moment.
Right.
And if you just flow with this, just go with the flow
mm-hmm.
and allow us to help you think through the matter, you're going to see that at the end of this moment, you're going to avoid filtering your thinking through your lenses of the past.
Yeah.
Based on your experience, based on what you might have heard, based on not being able to talk in front of people, all those limitations
mm-hmm.
that you've placed on yourself as being able to push them to a higher level of brand new thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, girl, come to the table. Let us help you pass through that fear
mm-hmm.
and help you think through the matter. Because what does a woman sound like when she goes ahead and she sits at the table? And we're talking about our Conversations with Coach
mm-hmm.
where we invite our members to sit at the table where there's a forum of other women who are also there that they can begin to speak to and talk to and get an opinion
mm-hmm.
to get some other brand new thinkers, some woman thinkers, helping them with their dream and vision.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get her at the table and then she just kind of goes through the process and she starts to become a woman thinker, is those ideas in, those actions out.
Mm-hmm.
By the time she finishes, at least she's walking away with 6 executable steps.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about that, what's the attitude of a woman who's gone through, you know, that equipment,
mm-hmm.
the ideas in, and then we
yeah.
get her to start thinking about it. Now she's converting those ideas. Just like that cookie. That cookie dough is starting to melt.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to spread. Those chocolate chips are starting to melt and get all
mm-hmm.
gooey because they're going through the conversion process. Her
mm-hmm.
mind becomes palatable. All of a sudden, she gets all
mm-hmm.
this energy. Oh, no, no. Wait a minute. Can I ask you about this?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because she is now going through the conversion process
mm-hmm.
of becoming a brand new thinker. And so what happens? What's been your experience when we ask, we say to a woman, what do you walk away with?
They walk away with, number one, they're very encouraged. They walk away with encouragement that all of these minds have come together and have really helped them to be able to move forward with that project, with that goal, with that dream, or with that vision, or with that idea. We've had several ladies to come to the table. They've had different projects. They may be doing a conference, or they may be trying to write a book. They may just be trying to manage their personal life. And once they walk away, they have this whole list of things that they can actually now step out and move on, when before they just couldn't figure out how to get to the place to step out and move on anything. They couldn't manage their life. They couldn't manage their time. They couldn't manage the project. Didn't know the first thing to do about it. But now they have not only executable steps, but they have ideas that they can think about that they never thought about themselves, that the other ladies got just from listening to what they had to say about whatever it was they were bringing to the table on that night.
Well, you know, I think that the more we talk about it, I want to recognize we have someone calling in from Atlanta. It's probably our listener from Atlanta. How you doing?
Welcome.
You can always raise your hand if you want to talk. I figured out how to use the system, so I'm not going to invite you in to talk until you raise your hand. So to let me know that's what you like to do, but we want to thank you for joining us by phone today. But we're talking about brand new thinking and brand new relationships. We've been addressing how to become a bigger thinker, how to become a woman thinker. That's our terminology, what we use in Woman Act Now to teach women how to convert from ideas to actions, being able to get her through the gap of being able to take her ideas and create executable steps that will turn into actions that will ultimately move her forward towards reaching her goal. So the next one, number five, we talked about, first of all, let me just give you a short review. We talked about number one, arresting every intention or every thought that you have. You arrest that thought, you examine it, you inspect it before you act upon it. You choose only to act on those thoughts that are going to bring you the very best result in your life. One of our Woman Act Now covenants, our very first one, is that I am a woman who will make a conscious choice in my now so that it will bring me a better future now, that it'll give me the future now that I want in life. And that's what this is. You arrest those intentions, those thoughts. You act on those things that are going to bring you your best new now. The next one is use your mind as a powerful tool. Resist going with the crowd. Be willing to stand up and be the minority. Put your mind and your thoughts out there and act upon them. The third one is give your mind permission to see and to hear things differently. Discoveries are only made by giving your mind permission to look at things in a new way. I mean, you almost literally have to say, if you're constantly in a situation, you literally have to say, well, let me see if there's another way we can look at this.
Yes, you do. And you go ahead.
Yeah, you literally have to make that comment so that now you've given the mind permission to see things differently.
I really like that one, Coach Anna.
So what are we going to say? Well, maybe we should look at this a different way. And then all of a sudden the mind is going to respond to you and say, you know, we've got to look at this differently.
I really like that one.
All right, and then number four is think bigger. Avoid filtering your thinking through the limitations of the lenses of your past.
Oh, I like that one, too. I don't know which one's my favorite.
Well, I tell you, they're all good. And if you don't have the book, you should get the book. It's called Woman Act Now.
Hold on, right here. We've got a whole bunch of them.
Oh, you had one. Okay. Woman Act Now. You need to get your book. I mean, we're almost through with this. We're going through it throughout this entire year. It has been empowering and enlarging our territories, enlarging our understanding. It's an amazing book. I mean, the author is just phenomenal. I mean,
it's you, Coach Anna.
It would be me. But I'm just relaying to you what some people have said about Coach Anna McCoy. And here's one, Adrian Gaines. You know, I don't want to toot my own horn. Why don't you read what Adrian says here?
I surely will.
Right here. What she says is, Woman Act Now maps a blueprint for success with a host of practical and powerful insights for anyone seeking a long-lasting life of achievement. This book defines focus and purpose. You see what I'm saying? This is what we're talking about, all of these incredible insights about getting you to think beyond the limits. So don't limit yourself. You can do this, ladies.
We believe in you.
Number five, this is the one that you got to walk in. You got to walk in number five. You have to walk in. Number five is to adopt an asset-based way of thinking. Mm-hmm. Now, we know when we think about assets and deficits and different things, assets, liabilities, and mm-hmm. things like that, we think of those terms as financial terms.
Mm-hmm.
But when we think about your thinking, your brand new thinking, you have to adopt an asset-based thinking perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is that if you, just as we talked about those limits, now you need something to really support you.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you get that support is that you want to search for what is the benefit, how is this valuable to me,
mm-hmm.
and assets are those things of value to you. A deficit-based thinking are those things that take from you, that are liabilities,
mm-hmm.
that perhaps you owe someone else, you know, unforgiveness. All of those are the deficit-based thinking, deficit-based thinking approach. So when we think of that number five, it's adopt an asset-based way of thinking, which starts by changing the way you see things. I want to encourage you, ladies, as you're listening, or gentlemen, there's a book called Change the Way You See It, and it teaches you how to have an asset-based thinking perspective as well as a deficit-based thinking perspective. You want to begin to understand what's the difference between those two things, and change the way you see it. It's through asset-based thinking. For instance, here's an example of asset or deficit versus asset-based thinking. When you think of a person, Shauna, who's helpless from a deficit perspective, this is what it might sound like. There's absolutely nothing I can do about this. But another person who lives from a, you know, asset-based thinking model, their thought process about that same particular situation is, there's got to be a better way. I will find it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is moving from helpless to hopeful. So when you think about your ability to enlarge your ability to think, then you want to check out this book, Change the Way You See It. You can also go to assetbasedthinking.com for an immediate understanding. There's some widgets that you can download that can encourage you to be an asset-based thinker. Here's another one. In a situation where a person might be frustrated or might be, this is getting me nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's deficit-based thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Asset-based thinking on that same situation, this will take more work than I thought, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
See, we acknowledge the same situation, but the way we see it, the way our thought process, it empowers us
mm-hmm.
to continue to move forward versus
mm-hmm.
those who come from a deficit base. This
mm-hmm.
is getting me nowhere.
Yes.
Where else is there to go, honey?
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you got, nowhere
right.
else to go. But if you change your perspective and to begin to think, where can I find the value in this?
Mm-hmm.
In a person who comes from an asset-based perspective, they see that this is feasible, not frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
That I know it may be hard, I know it may require a little more work, but it can be done.
Yeah.
We don't have to give up. We don't have to throw our hands up in the air and walk away. So we want to encourage you to be a woman who will come from the perspective of being an asset-based thinker, that you will see the benefit of all things. Deficit-based thinking starts with negative ideas, thoughts, and limitations. I mean, how much more of that do I have to talk about? We've got to move from this place of limitations to a place of finding benefit and value in whatever we find ourselves doing. And you can train yourself to become an asset-based thinker. Another example of this would be, for instance, a person might say, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say a statement, and you tell me whether it's an asset-based thinker or a deficit-based thinker. That will never work.
That's a deficit.
What's wrong? What do you mean that's a deficit?
Because you just put a limit on whatever the situation is.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm too young to start my own company.
That's a deficit.
Okay, she's too old for the job.
The same.
Same what?
Deficit.
Okay, what about this is a great time to start my own company.
That's asset.
What about she's experienced and knowledgeable?
That's asset.
She can help us to get up to speed quickly.
Asset.
Because we're thinking about what is the very best that we can get out of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
What is the opportunity rather than thinking from a deficit-based perspective?
Mm-hmm.
So now, the importance, what is the importance of thinking big?
The importance of thinking big is that it goes back to the beginning. It does take the limits off of whatever you feel you cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to be able to accomplish some incredible things. Because, it, like I said, it removes the limits, allows you to be able to say, yes, I can do this, and that whatever seemed impossible is now possible. I just have to decide on figuring out a way of how to get it done.
Yes. Well, think about this. You know, I love this final story on brand new thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the limits. We've talked about having a deficit asset-based thinking. We've talked about using your mind as a powerful tool and really thinking beyond those limits. And I talk about this, or write about this story in the chapter, a story that Richmond heard in a sermon, and I just kind of paraphrased it. Bill Winston preached this sermon on thinking bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It says, a highly respected businessman went on a trip to the country of Dubai, which is fast becoming a financial hub in the Middle East. The businessman had been hired by a company in Dubai to assist with engineering the tallest skyscraper in the world.
Mm.
As an engineer, he had a reputation for overcoming the impossible. Now, what kind of man do you think he was?
He was a big thinker. He was a huge thinker. If his reputation, just his reputation,
was overcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Then, do you think he was a deficit-based thinker?
I think he was an asset-based thinker.
As an engineer, he had a reputation for overcoming the impossible. He met with the team in Dubai and shared his strategies with them, and they were elated. The other men asked, what can we do for you? To which he replied, a golf club would be nice. They shared departing pleasantries, and he went about his business. Now, here's a man, he's probably like my sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
plays golf all over the country, a world traveler, and all he wanted was a golf club.
Mm-hmm.
2 days passed, and the businessman had not heard from the other men, nor did he give his request much thought. On the third day, the men went to his hotel, called him down, and said, we want to take you for a ride. They drove along, then pulled into a beautiful, sprawling, palm tree-lined driveway with rock fountains on each side. The place looked like a palace. It was elegant beyond description. The businessman stood there with his mouth open, not able to utter a single word. He had visited palatial golf courses all over the world, but never had he seen anything with this level of grandeur. The man looked at him and asked, how do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
It is breathtaking, he replied. It is yours.
Wow.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? The man sputtered. They responded, you asked for a golf club, so here you are. This belongs to you.
Wow.
He said, I can't believe this. I was only speaking of a 7-iron.
Wow.
Now, when you think about that, remember we started out, what do you think? He's an asset-based thinker, or is he a deficit-based
and
thinker.
At that moment, he was a deficit-based.
He didn't understand what he was dealing with because he was dealing with some men who were some asset-based
mm-hmm.
thinkers. They were some big, big thinkers,
mm-hmm.
and they converted their words into action.
Mm-hmm.
So with whom in the story do you most identify with? Which one are you? Are you the thinker like any member of the Dubai team, or are you the small thinker, the businessman? You make the choice. So when we think about your ability to increase your brand new thinking, we're saying, where do you fall in this pendulum of being able to be a big thinker, to trust yourself, to go out, go beyond the limits? Where do you fall? That choice is really up to you. We hope that we've given you some keys that will certainly help you to enlarge your level of thinking. So we want to move on to brand new relationships. And I'm excited about that. I love to talk about relationships. They are the stuff of life. And one of the quotes I start off with in the book on brand new relationships is, don't let a dispute permanently injure a great relationship, especially if you don't have all the facts. Well, you know, that quote comes from a real life experience of being in relationship with a wonderful person and really feeling a relationship was destiny and it was purposeful and that it was God called. But based on facts, unknown facts, really, the relationship really came to an abrupt end. And it really changed dramatically the opportunity that existed between these two individuals. And so I want to encourage you is that when it comes to your brand new relationship, there's certainly some characteristics that I think we all need to observe or certain things that we need to observe. You know, it's hard to tell. You can ask 10 people what friendship is, and everybody is going to have their own opinion. And I believe that opinion really comes out of what they need, what they perceive. It's not out of friendships are usually not out of giving. They are usually out of a mutual desire of receiving something from the other. There is a level of expectation on relationships. It doesn't matter whether it's in your job, whether it's in your community, whether it's in, you know, a person that you just met. We have expectations for relationships. So one of the things that I talk about, or several of the things we talk about in the book, is the first one is relationships are the stuff of life. Without them, you cannot be the very best that you can be. But I think that there are some critical things that we have to take into relationships that would be beneficial to most people. Number one, when we think about these relationships, one of the things I wrote about in the book was the fact that every person that you've come into contact with in your life, people who have deposited, some people you don't remember as well as others, but for most of those who you do remember, who really made an impact on your life, I believe that we are kind of the sum total of all of those people. That means we took a little bit of this, we took a little bit of that. We hope that we gave a little bit of us, and they gave a little bit of themselves. But when ultimately we walk away from it, we are like a sum total of those impactful experiences with relationships. So I write about in the book about these women. For instance, I talk about throughout the book about several different women. But here are some of the things that I learned from each of these women. Rose Norman, she was the woman who allowed my industrious spirit to blossom for extra money. I was a young girl, 5-6 years old, asked her if I could sweep her floor so that I can earn, you know, 50 cents. Now we have Maxine Duff, my high school English teacher, who epitomized excellence and discipline in all she did and encouraged me to grow academically. Now, when I was in high school, it always seemed a struggle with her, but I loved her deeply because of her concern and her desire to see us excel and the discipline that she required of us. Out of all the teachers, you know, I could have written about, I ended up writing about her, but even while I was in high school, I did not realize the impact that she made on my life. Wow. And here I am years later, a writer, doing which I never thought I would have done while I was there in high school with some of the struggles that I may have had. Then we have Sinfonia Thompson, who I admired from the moment I met her and who eventually embraced me as her goddaughter, teaching me how to speak in front of others, dine in fine restaurants, and be self-assured. I was a young girl in middle school when I had an opportunity to eat at a 5-star restaurant.
Really?
Now, what that means is that a 5-star restaurant, you probably have 5-6 courses in learning how to use the proper utensils and, you know, with your napkin, where you sit, how do you communicate, which glass, and all that. And that's a major experience of intimidation. But she was a person who taught me how to be able to survive or just teach me in that environment, not keep it from me, but saying, you know what, it's time. And that first opportunity, we were dining with state senators. We have the senators and the House of Representatives here in Texas, and she's been in office for 36 years. And the first time that I went to a 5-star restaurant, I was sitting around the table with politicians.
Wow. That's pretty impactful, pretty impressive.
Well, it was impactful enough to remember. Mm-hmm. So when you think about how these relationships impact your life, but the reason why I wrote about them in the book is that I was one of the magazines that featured me. I sent a magazine to all these women whom I had not spoken with in many years. And these were some of the responses that I received. I'm proud of you. Thank you for sharing your success. You represent the kingdom well. The article demonstrates the consistency of your character and work ethic. Thank you for remembering me. The person who wrote that, would you take a guess who it might be?
Miss Thompson.
No.
Sharon Evans.
No. Think about the description that I wrote of Maxine Duff, my high school English teacher who epitomized excellence and discipline in all she did and encouraged me to grow academically.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like her.
Mm-hmm.
The article, think about it. She wrote, the article demonstrates the consistency of your character and work ethic. Thank you for remembering me. Mrs. Duff is in her 80s now. And it's just an amazing thing. So when you think about your relationships are really seasonal. These women were in my life for a particular time. They had an active season. Seasons don't necessarily come to an end, but you have an active season, then you have dormant season. You remember last year we were out in the back and we were looking at the trees. They were in their dormant state. And I made a comment. I said, if these trees do not produce in their season, see, right now they look dead, but if they don't produce in their season, then at that point, because I will be looking to see when that active season is supposed to occur in the life of that tree, if it does not produce, then it will be cut down. So when you think about your relationships, they're still there. People will say all the time, well, yeah, I hadn't talked to her in years, but every time we talk, we pick up right where we left off.
Right.
And that means that that season might be dormant, but if I talk to you the next time and it doesn't just pick up, it doesn't become active again, ultimately, guess what happens to the relationship?
The season is passed.
The season is passed, and oftentimes that relationship will be severed. That you know what, move on. Kind of thing. It's okay. Just, you know, you're all right and I'm all right. So relationships are seasonal. It's important to honor your relationship. And in doing so, I want you to think about these characteristics that I'm about to share with you. I had to get a little water break there. But the first one, your relationships, in order for the relationship to thrive and be productive. I have very productive and prosperous relationships in my life. And these are some of the principles that I practice. Number one, you have to have respect for one another and your differences. Okay? You must be a source of value for both parties in the relationship. Oftentimes we have relationships and one of the ladies was talking about, I can't answer every girlfriend's call. You know, I just, you know, what happens is you have these kinds of relationships where they totally drain you. We talk about toxic relationships in the book. But you have these relationships that really, really drain your energy. And at some point, you've got to, you know, put it up to the checklist. Is there a mutual respect here? Is there a mutual value in this relationship for both individuals? Is this a giving and receiving relationship? You know, I think you might be able to see us, but most times relationships look like this. Is one person is just giving everything and just keep taking. They just take, you know, never starting to give anything back. Just got their hands ready to take. But the right relationships you're in should look like this, because we're about to close. We have a few minutes. They should look like this, and you can watch us on the internet. But those relationships should look like this. It's a giving and receiving relationship. As I give, I receive. As I give, I receive. As I give, I receive. One of the words that we wrote about today, we have Woman Act Now, the word of the day, and that was kindness. Be kind to people. Learning to be kind. Kindness is reciprocal. It's giving. It's loving. It's being patient. Mm-hmm. It is doing something for someone even when you think they may not deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Kindness produces after its own kind.
Mm-hmm.
As you are kind to someone, your return on that investment of kindness
mm-hmm.
will come back to you probably in a moment when you least deserve it.
Yes.
So invest kindness, invest giving so that you can receive in the same process when we think about these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is willingness to compromise when disputes arise and to resolve disagreements. You know, I find it a strange thing that you can be in relationship with people for a long period of time. You can share. You can really bond with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as a problem occurs, you don't have the courage
mm-hmm.
to resolve the dispute.
Mm-hmm.
I have courage to resolve disputes, but I know that many people don't.
Yes.
They walk away from relationships never really understanding. Remember the quote I read? Don't let a dispute permanently injure our great relationship, especially if you don't have all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And what that looks like when a dispute permanently injures a relationship
mm-hmm.
is that it's unresolved, that the two parties did not take the time to truly understand where they were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're hurt, who says you can't be hurt in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Who says that you cannot be disappointed? Who says that you cannot be betrayed? Whatever those things may be, most times you can work through the process, resolve the dispute, and still walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, but I think it's not okay for you to walk away from relationships and not have the courage, especially if you have invested a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
energy, love, resources into the relationship, but yet the two parties don't respect each other enough to talk it through.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean you have to agree, because one of the principles here is respecting each other and respecting your differences.
Because
mm-hmm. we will have differences in life, and we may not agree on everything. So when it comes to your relationships, I think these five things will be helpful for you to be able to have a thriving relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There's more information as it relates to how do you deal with your workplace relationships, your family relationships, but these five principles were five things that you can do in any relationship
mm-hmm.
and thrive. So we want to encourage you to join us on Mondays for 15 Minutes to Destiny, Tuesdays for Conversations with Coach, which is a member-exclusive event. In addition to that, if you're in the Atlanta area, I know our caller who called in and was listening, you Atlanta, I will be in Atlanta on next month, and I hope to see you there. So we'll have more information, or you can contact our office, and we'll give you that as well. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.